And welcome back. We are Taking Five for our community. Take Five is brought to you by German American, and the studio just got a whole lot prettier this morning. Not to say Brino's bad looking, but we've got, Gracie Madison here. Gracie's going to talk about it's almost fair time, and you know what that means? It's time for the annual Queen pageant. And Gracie, let's talk about when things are going down and what's going on.
So good morning. I'm Gracie Madison, and I am part of the committee that is helping keep the Miss Davies County pageant going. So as many know, the county fair in Elnora is no longer, and we've kind of put together a committee to adopt and bring the Miss Davies County pageant to the 4-H fair, but also just to continue that tradition. And so I have our two contestants here with me today, and I'm excited for everyone to get to meet them, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and then at the end I'll give everyone some info and you for our public crowning that you're all welcome to come watch. So I'll have you guys introduce yourselves.
Good morning, my name is Isabel Sweet. I just recently graduated from Washington High School this past May. I'm going to be going up to Ball State for nursing in this next coming school year, and I'm overall really excited. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Adeline Babrick. I just recently graduated from Barrie High School, and I plan to attend Ivy Tech Community College for medical imaging in the fall.
All right, let's go with why you guys decided to run for Miss Davies County here.
I wanted to run for Miss Davies County because when I was younger, I did all the Little Miss pageants, and it was always something I really wanted to do when I had gotten older. And when I found out that there wasn't going to be a fair, I was really nervous that I wasn't going to have the opportunity to do that, because I just love anything that can serve my community. It's been something I've been doing all of high school, and any opportunity I can, I want another platform to do it on.
I agree with Izzy, and I also competed in the Teen Miss Davies County pageant a couple years ago, and that was just a really great experience, so I decided to do the older one.
All right. Let's give who your parents are, so the folks out there listening, they might recognize who your family is.
My mom is Brandy Wyland, and my dad is Lucas Sweet.
Any brothers or sisters?
I have quite a few.
All right.
I have three brothers that are my biological brothers, and I have three stepbrothers. So the oldest is my older brother, Fletcher, and then Jude, Emerson, Willie, Wilson, and Sawyer.
I think correct.
All right. I think I'm right.
We think we got it.
My parents are Jessica Hauser and Kyle Babrick, and I have seven siblings, five brothers and two sisters.
All right, are you going to try to name all of them?
There's Sean, he's the oldest, I'm the second oldest, Chloe, Drake, Camden, Meredith, Reese, and Sawyer.
Double younger Sawyer?
All right. Okay, well, let's go back. It is going to be changed. As we said, the fair is not happening at Elnora, but tell folks what's going to be different this year.
So our pageant will take place on July 11th. At the public crowning will take place at 7 p.m. This year we'll have it at the WHS Auditorium, so we'll have some AC, which is always exciting. And we'll kind of, I think the public crowning will include the dress portion and kind of the same as it has in the past, but we're making sure we follow what the state fair does. And then you'll be able to see our Miss Davies County get crowned. It will also be broadcasted on the WMW, so thanks for that. And then you can see her at the 4-H fair, as well as at events throughout the year in the county.
All right, does this include smaller age groups too?
Not this year. Since we just kind of started taking it over, we're trying to start with the main pageant and then work our way back to having all the things that we've had in the past. So we wanted to make sure we could kind of get this established before we started bringing everything else back. But that's the plan.
Right. And I think it's important that we encourage, the younger folks to come out and watch this. As you guys said, you participated when you were younger, and that kind of inspired you to do this, right?
Yeah, and I think we're going to have our Miss Teen from last year and our Little Miss, and some of the people who are still holding those reigning titles are going to attend and be able to watch and get an idea of what they may want to do in the future.
All right. Give us the times and dates and all of that again so we can make plans for this.
Yes. Once again, the public crowning will be at 7 p.m. on July 11th in the Washington Auditorium. There is a $5 entry fee to kind of help us raise money to continue the pageant. And anyone is welcome to attend.
All right, we appreciate it. And we want you to attend, even though we're going to have it on the radio, like you said.
Yes.
We want you to attend in person and witness that. Ladies, we appreciate all of you being in with us and wish you both the best of luck, all right?
Thank you.
All right, our Take 5 is brought to you by German American.